Good morning. High pressure is building in from the north and west, and skies cleared out overnight. That is leaving us with a bunch of sunshine early this morning on this Monday, but also a cool northwest wind flow, as any moisture in the air from the weekend has been pushed off the eastern seaboard. So despite sunshine today, temperatures will fall well short of seasonal averages. Clouds will tend to mix in from time to time through the afternoon, and there is just the risk of a passing shower, especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but also the Champlain Valley and closer to the Canadian border for the middle part of the afternoon. High temperatures in these locations will stay in the 50s to around 60, while most everyone else will make it into the lower and middle 60s. Where we have full sunshine all day long in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, upper 60s are most likely for afternoon highs. Skies will clear out nicely tonight again, and lows will be chilly, with most everyone in the middle and upper 40s, but cooler readings across the hills and mountains, even some upper 30s by early tomorrow morning. This will set us up for a dry start to the day on Tuesday, even a fair amount of sunshine. However, some moisture streaming in from the Great Lakes will team up with energy diving down from Canada, and clouds will be on the increase with a good chance of scattered afternoon showers, which will last into the evening. It'll still be on the cooler side of average, but a bit higher with temperatures in the middle and upper 60s. As that disturbance passes by, we'll be left with a little bit of moisture for Wednesday and Thursday. Still, some energy passing through the jet stream flow could generate one or two showers on these days, with highs in the lower to mid-70s Wednesday and into the upper 70s on Thursday. After these disturbances pass by, it looks like we'll have a stretch of dry weather heading into the upcoming weekend. With high pressure back in control on Friday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s, and temperatures staying in the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low will move slowly across California and Arizona, with increasing mid- to upper-level southwesterly winds extending all the way into New Mexico and West Texas. Substantial low-level moisture with dew points in the 60s will remain over much of the plains. Heating over parts of this moist air mass will lead to destabilization over the central and southern plains, with southeasterly winds maintaining substantial instability as far west in the plains as central New Mexico. In this environment, severe thunderstorms are again possible across portions of the central and southern high plains into tonight. Marginal hail or isolated severe wind gusts will be possible. A few storms may become supercells, producing significant hail, despite weak low-level winds, and damaging winds will most likely be during the evening hours as cells evolve into line segments. Meanwhile, additional rainfall from North Texas into southeastern parts of Kansas and Arkansas through the week will prolong the ongoing major to record river flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 20 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 28 degrees and a west wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 35, 61% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy near 70, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy around 70, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 63, that's right on normal for this time of year. 0.07 of an inch of rain yesterday, 0.08 for the month of June, which is 0.18 below normal. And for the year, 15.80 inches of precipitation, which is 0.76 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 36, in 1986 and in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with scattered showers and perhaps even a rumble of thunder today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. A few showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with just a passing shower possible, maybe a rumble of thunder across the higher terrain with highs in the mid-50s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with a scattered passing shower today and highs in the lower 60s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler today, just a passing shower possible with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, then some clouds with scattered showers in the afternoon and evening in the mid-60s. Partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A scattered shower possible Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny both Saturday and Sunday with highs both days in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.